Those are the opening notes of Les Miserables, a production of the Young Actors Guild of Fort Smith. That was recorded yesterday during a run-through at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tonight, however, those notes will be played by the Fort Smith Symphony. Previous YAG shows have been Footloose, Grease, Hairspray, which used rock bands. The music needs for this production were much different. YAG music director Brenda Yelvington says that partnering with the Fort Smith Symphony has been amazing.
And the opening chords of Les Mis, if you're a fan, are iconic and huge. And at our first rehearsal, when that symphony struck those opening chords, those first few measures, it was just surreal for us. We've come a long way.
Brenda enjoys working with kids and for this organization because she says it changes lives. She is able to help set the bar for the young actors and says that they exceed expectations every time. The group primarily works with junior high and high schoolers, typically a difficult time for a lot of kids.
It doesn't matter what's going on at home. They're transformed, and once they get on this stage in front of 500, 700, 1,000 people night after night, and they nail that part, and they hear that note, and they get that blocking, they realize they can do anything.
One such child that she's seen grow auditioned in 2002 and didn't get the part. But he stuck it out and is now playing the lead role, Jean Valjean.
He probably was 12, playing Linus on stage with a blanket, you know, sucking his thumb. It was part of the character and going for it. And there he was, flopped out, blanket, sucking his thumb, and then to look up there and truthfully, you know, Chad's 19. This will be his last play with us because he's aging out. But now what I see is I see a man, an incredible young man with incredible talent like most of them have. But it's hard. I still see him as a little boy, but he's not. He's a man that can totally bring it on stage.
Chad Burrows can attest that theater and YAG have helped him grow.
It used to be more of like a selfish thing. Like as a young kid, you like getting the applause and stuff, but now it's more like the whole process of it all. Just like getting cast, working with the technicians and putting the scene changes together, getting the costumes, and just the whole experience of having nothing and then building off of that. And now it's this huge scale production. And at first we were in an old library with nothing. And now it's, you know, beautiful Broadway sets, costumes, wigs, a symphony. Like, it's just so cool to see it all happen.
This production is the largest budget that YAG has ever had, allowing them to have Broadway costumes, the symphony, and master classes. Gary Morris played Jean Valjean in the original Broadway production of Les Mis. He made the trip to the Alma PAC to work with the cast and crew of this production. He worked a lot with the staging of the first number, spending 2 hours on this 9-minute opening. He also gave Chad some advice.
The main thing he said to me, and then it just was reiterated throughout the whole thing, was own your space. A lot of us, you feel the need to move, or you get nervous, and you don't just stand there and own it. And he said that that's the number one thing as a performer, is just to know that you're on stage and there's nobody else around, and it just own your territory. That was helpful too.
This production is put on entirely by kids. There are 50 actors, and about 25 other kids are behind the scenes. Ages range from 9 to 19. Sid Wiggins is the 18-year-old stage manager.
I call the show every light cue, every sound cue, every fly cue. Everything that comes in, I give the warning, the standby, and the go for.
These children exhibit a high level of professionalism. David Bates plays Enjolras, the leader of the rebellion. He describes what it is like playing this character, and, though young, sounds like a grown, mature actor.
I've never been a character like Enjolras, and I've never been a character like, he's really goal-oriented and knows exactly what he wants and doesn't really go through a lot of changes, but like, goes through changes but doesn't, he sticks the same with what he wants, and I've never really been a character like that, so. But I love the how close we are in the show. Like, everybody's really, really close to each other, and it honestly makes the show a better.
Friendship is a common theme when the kids are asked what they like about participating in the Young Actors Guild. Darby Taylor, an actor, says that this bond helps with the difficult telling of the story of Les Mis.
There's this huge rebellion of, like, honestly, kids who, I mean, are standing up for something that they believe in, and, like, kids can, you know, like, we do have power, if nothing else, but as scapegoats, but, like, we can do something, and this play's, like, all about love and, like, what you believe in, and who better to tell that than, like, a cast full of best friends.
Les Mis is serious, dark, and, as mentioned before, much different than YAG's previous fun and lively productions. Missy Gibson, executive director for YAG, says she chose Les Mis to be a challenge for herself as a director, for the creative team, and, of course, for the kids.
It was a little bit scary of a choice, but I'll tell you, just in this last week, it's been completely a calm sense of, you know, just amazement and the belief that our kids did it. I mean, they are doing it. It's an amazing show. It really is.
It is Les Mis school edition, so this version has been edited some. Missy says that there are essential parts to the storyline. There's death, and there are edgy characters.
But at the same time, this is based upon, you know, one of the most historic novels in history. And so it's literature-based as well. So I think there's also a teaching moment in there. Yeah, it's serious. And it's also amazing to see the kids handle that kind of material. But honestly, I think the only thing people are going to say when they leave is, I can't believe those were kids on stage.
Missy says that this is the biggest budget for a show that YAG has ever had. But the kids don't pay to be in the shows. Young Actors Guild aims to keep art accessible. The actors have donned their fancy wigs and costumes, both straight from Chicago, and are set to begin what will be their final dress rehearsal before opening night. And as for Gary Morris, the original Jean Valjean, he was so impressed with YAG that he'll be returning to Alma to watch a performance. Shows are tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7 o'clock, plus a 2 o'clock matinee Saturday and Sunday. Tickets and more available at yagonline.org or almapac.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Look down, respect to get your grip.